Blog Talk Radio.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, going out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music.
Talking about crossing over to our ancestry,
talking about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. We're talking about all the saints of God, Daniel, the Hebrew boys that was in the fire furnace. It should inspire you and motivate you to be a better person, to be a better man, a better woman. You should read your Bible, and as you read your Bible, it will clear your mind to God to bless you with the new job, with the new home, the car, or whatever you need. God got what you need. God got what you want. I've been reading and looking tonight at so much of killing going on, so much of evil that took center stage. Praying, don't stop seeking the word of God. It might seem like it's dark. It might seem like the negative energy is taking over. But I want to say it to you tonight. God is in control of this world, and he got the whole world in his hands. And I want to play that tonight. He got the whole world in his hands. And I want you to know he got me and you in his hands. And I want you to know tonight, as I cross over, I say, the Holy Spirit has been directing me to let you know there's a divine healing and deliverance for you tonight. And if God speaks to you, open up some doors. I'm praying for Marvin Reed down in Birmingham, Alabama, and also Maurice in Birmingham, Alabama, who called in. And I want to tell Sister Tanya down in Georgia, I'm praying for you also. And I want you to know, people that call in, they ask for prayer. And they want to know, is God still got the back? And I want to tell you, Sue, God got your back, Sue. And Sue Holland, I want you to know that God wants you to get back in the ministry. That prophesying, praying for people. And by you doing that, God's going to heal you. Because sometimes the devil will take you out of your zone. What I'm talking about. The devil will take you away from what you're supposed to be doing for God. And sometimes you get caught up. You say, well, I'm sick. I'm working. I pray every day and I say it. Sometimes you around people that's playing church. They're not what they say. They say one thing and they do something else. This job is a 24-hour job. You never get enough of praising God. You never get enough of praising the word of God. And tonight I want to share that with you. And I've got some things I want to share with you tonight. This prayer go out for all the people who have lost loved ones. 500 people have been killed in Chicago. This month alone, 500 murders shooting down. That let me know the angel of death, Abaddon, is all over America. And I want to tell you tonight, you need to pray. I'm going to give you some scripture to read. And you say, well, Bishop, give me a scripture. I'm going to give you a scripture to read. But I want to share this with you tonight, and I want to share this song with you tonight because it means something. And the woman sung it was a gifted woman from God. And even she's in the spirit realm, but her song is still real. And if you falling on your face, if you feel that God don't love you, if you feel that the devil took over, I want to tell you, he's a liar. He can't take you over because you are property of God. God on you, and you got to speak up and say all is well. You have to speak up tonight and say all is well, and God's going to bless me, and I'm going to get the stuff that I need, because all of your stuff is all your blessing, your healing, come from the Almighty God. I'm going to go to the spirit realm right now. I'm going to get a great singer. And what she's singing is so true today. Some of you done forgot her, but her spirit come to me at certain times. And I just laugh as her spirit come to me and give me a clear understanding of what's going on in the world. And if you're concerned about what's going on over in Egypt, what's going on over in Israel, what's happening in Chicago, what's happening in Jackson, Mississippi, what's happening in Monroe, Louisiana, Sweetport, Louisiana, New Orleans, what happened in Dallas and Houston, what's happening all over the world in the midst of God's blessing. This is what this woman said, and it's so true right now.
He's got the whole.
Success with your family. As I go in the spirit realm tonight, as God talks to me and I talk to you, and God will open up that special door for you. And I want to declare your healing tonight by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity is one. So when God speaks, Jesus speaks. When Jesus speaks, God speaks. For God so loved the world, He sent His only begotten Son into the world, not to condemn it, but to save you and me. And I don't care what you're doing, what you into tonight, God can make a difference and you can change. You can change from the status. You can change. I want people to wait. Some young folks can't wait. They're rushing getting married. They run with the wrong friend. And they end up on crack. They end up on dope. They end up alcoholic. And it's hard for a young lady to find a young man that is decent. It's hard for a young man to find a young lady that is decent. What you talking about, Bishop? I'm talking about somebody that is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Here in Mississippi tonight, right here in Jackson, as I talk to Sister Hattie tonight, here in Jackson, as I move through Jackson and we go over to Greenwood and Greenville as we move around. By Friday, we'll be up in Detroit. As we move around, people come to me and ask me, Bishop, what do I need to be saved? And mothers, daddies, sisters, and brothers. So I want to let you know tonight, it's time for a change. Some of you are so confused. You're so messed up. You think God have left you alone. And I want to tell you tonight, God haven't left you by yourself. And I want to tell you tonight, what's going on around you have nothing to do with you. It's about you and God. It's not about you and your husband. It's not about you and your daughter, you and your son. It's about you and God. You said, well, Bishop, the plane was blown up. Bishop, they're killing people over in Israel. Bishop, 500 people got killed in Chicago. Bishop, they got 200 people in the mall in Detroit. They killed a man up in New York and California. Then they had an accident in Illinois where 4 people got killed. Now, all that seemed like it should be your worry. Tonight, it ain't your worry. Let me say it again. It ain't your worry. Give it to God, and God will. So the devil try to mess your mind up, try to tell you that God don't love you. And you say, well, Bishop, do God love me? Yes, God love you. And the devil can't get what God got. So I want you to get ready. I want to share it with you again tonight because I feel somebody tonight is low. The devil has trumped over you, knocked you down. You lost a son. You lost a daughter. And you're saying, what's going on? You're depressed. You got high blood. You got low blood. You're all shook up. The doctor said you got cancer. Doctor said you got lupus. Doctors say you got rheumatism. Doctors say you got brain cancer. So you got cancer at the lung. The doctor gave you a death sentence, and you accepted. But tonight, I want to share with you, tonight, I want to reverse the death sentence that the people have gave you. And I want to say this, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. But I want to share with you, this lady from the spirit realm, Mama. I got to go back to her. She's in the spirit realm. But she left a message for you tonight. She left a message for you. You have forgot what your grandmother said. You have forgot what your granddaddy said. You have forgot what your mother said. I want to go back to even those that was in the cotton patch and sugar cane fields, those that was in the tobacco fields of Virginia, those that was in Louisiana down in the in all those sugar cane fields and corn fields, our people, black, white, brown, they had something. But here's a lady from the spirit realm. She's in the spirit realm. But what she's saying tonight, what she's saying tonight will slow you down. What she's saying tonight will heal your mind. And I want your mind to be healed tonight. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the direction of Jesus. Right here in Mississippi. And I'm down here in Mississippi, down here in Jackson, over on the corner, men standing on drugs, trying to get a fix, trying to buy a rock and give a blow, trying to sell pills that will make you high. With the killing of the plane shut down, the other plane disappeared. The war and rumors of war, and even the homosexual thing that they put in, the government have said it's all right for two men to get married, two women to get married. But this woman from the spirit realm is speaking to you and me. And I want you to listen tonight in her song where you might understand it makes sense. And if you can stick to what she's saying tonight, it will brighten your day. It will make you understand that it's a better day for you. With all the child molesting, people trying to get over here, the government is failing. 500 killed here in Chicago, 200 in the morgue in Detroit, people dying. But you got to understand, you got to stand strong like your grandmother, like your ancestor, like your mother, like your father. You got to understand, this is the song I want to give you tonight to lift you up.
He's got the heart.
Red in his head,
So you shouldn't worry, because God got the whole world in his hand. And God is in control of this world. It might seem like the devil running, but God knows when to shut the devil down. God knows when you need a healing and deliverance. So don't let the devil carry you off on a trip that you're worrying, you're upset. God got the whole world tonight in his hand. And whatever go on, God is still in charge. I want to say that to you tonight. God is in charge. Our great-grandmother and great-grandfather, listen to that. That was Mahalia Jackson from the spirit realm to remind you that he got the whole world in his hand. So ain't nothing you can do but just read the news or cut the TV off. So I don't want to hear that, because God controlled it. And God said, you ain't going nowhere. God got a divine protection around you and got his host of angels that keep watch over you. And I was telling some people in Jackson today about what was going on. And we just stood and looked. When I was in St. Paul, Minnesota, we baptized 100 people. Some was confessing they was on crack. Some was confessing they was alcohol. But after they got baptized, God changed them that they didn't have the taste of alcohol no more. They didn't have the urge of the crack or cocaine. Nobody can do that but God. For God be the glory, God be the strength. I'm going down to Louisiana right now. I'm going to get Evangelist Holland, a very intelligent prophet of God. She don't know, but God is walking with her. Every day God is blessing her. And I want to tell her mother, Sue, I want you to get back on the battlefield, because God got great work for you. You might have to move from where you're at. You know, you got to get where you can do your work. So the reason you're sick, you wasn't around the right anointed people. But God's going to put you, hallelujah, around that people that will carry to another level. All that the devil did to you, God's going to restore. And as I talk about that, God was showing me Job was sitting in sackcloth of ashes, but Job waited on God, and he always confessed that he hadn't did anything. And his wife said, curse God and die. Job told her, you talk like a foolish woman. She died, Job lived. It might seem like you can't pay the house note, you can't pay the car note, you can't get a job. But remember, God got the whole world in his hand. And God knows every hair on your head. I don't know that, but God do. God knows your ups and downs. What I want to say tonight, that, you know, I wonder how our great-grandmother, our ancestor made it. Look at you now. Look at you. You got cars, home, money in the bank. And you're still crying broke. And God has blessed you with all the violence and the kids. God is still blessing you to be in the land of the living. So God got you here for a divine purpose. And he got you here for a divine will. We're going to hear Evangelist Holland to read for us, very dynamic evangelist of God. And we're going to let her read for us tonight. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Holland, God bless you tonight.
Okay.
Talk
indeed,
a little
loud. Okay. Indeed, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort, that has given commandment to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O God. But thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continual of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. 1-7.
God bless you, Evangelist Harlan, for that reading. And that was the 71 number psalm. You are a wonder to many people. I want to tell you tonight, everybody in the queue, you are a wonder to many people. God brought you here. He didn't make no accident. God has brought you here for a divine purpose. God got you where you at because God want to carry you to the next level. And I want to tell you tonight, I share, your ancestry, you are standing on the back of your great ancestor that was enslaved, those that was incarcerated, those that was killed. But you are standing here saying, God got the whole world in his hand. And I want to share that with you tonight, that God will bless you and will open a door for you and God will do something special for you. Now, Evangelist, read that one more time for us. I just want you to read it two times for us. Read it again for us. Yeah, that's the 71 number of psalm, and she read in the 71 number of psalm, you read in 7 verses. Read it again. Thank you.
1-7?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from the youth. By thee have
That's good. God have delivered you from the strong hope of the devil tonight. That's why you're here. God has delivered you from the angel Abaddon, which is the angel of death. God has brought you to this place for you to be blessed. Your blessing is on its way. This is your season to stand for God. It's time for you, as I talk tonight, for you to understand that you were brought out of the snare of the devil. And I want to tell you, Tina, you made it. The devil is busy. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, because you stood the test and the rest left. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me. See, some of you, your mama call you. You answer your mama. Your daddy call you. You'll answer your daddy. But when God calls you, you don't want to answer. Let me say that again. When mama call, you answer. When daddy call, you answer. But when God call, you go astray. And God is calling you tonight to tell you it's gonna be all right. God is calling you tonight to stand and pray and forget some things. 37 numbers are, fret not thyself of evildoers. They'll soon be what? Cut down. Sometimes you got to let God work what he works, because he got the whole world in his hands. You can't fight the bomb, the killing, but God got the whole world in his hand tonight. And God don't want you to get depressed. Well, I'm so depressed. What's going on? All the marching ain't going to do. God going to step in. And when God step in, children, it's going to be a change. From the White House to the outhouse, from the governor house to the mayor house, God's going to change some things. I say. I'm just feeling the Hattie and some other people in the spirit realm that God said that everything's going to be all right. And as we pray, doors open up. Psalms 119. I always give you that. Why did you give me that? Because that breaks the yoke and the back of the devil. And I want you to read it east, west, north, and south. Read it all four corners and make your request, and God will bless you. Now, some of you say, well, Bishop, it's too long. Well, long is not long. Short is ain't short. So tonight, God going to bless you. Some of you say, Bishop, I need a financial blessing. Read 119. I need to be delivered. Read Psalms 119. I need a help. Psalms 119. Now, you one scripture can do all that? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. If you dive into it, body, mind, soul, and spirit, I say, you know, I'm gonna have Sister Holland to read 119 number Psalm, some of it anyway. I'm gonna have her to read it for you tonight. I'm gonna have her to read about 12 verses of it, 119 number Psalm for you. Because tonight, after we say, I want you to read it, and I want you to make your request, and God's gonna bring it to you. And you ain't got to believe me. I just want you to try God. It's not like prophet said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. And I want to tell you, your healing is on its way. And I had Psalm 71 read because some of your mind is messed up. Because the devil has lied and told you were sick, told you had cancer, said you had high blood. You don't claim that because all is well. You got to speak and say all is well. God already told you that he was your provider. And whatever you want, whatever you need, God got what you want, God got. And God's going to get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Glory, hallelujah. Now, I want you to get ready to claim what you want God to do for you tonight and how you want God to do it. So you ask not, you have not. So when you begin to ask God, God begin to direct your path. God, get ready to open up some doors for you at this 11 o'clock hour. So I want to tell you, it was no accident that you come in the queue tonight because God got a word for you, and that word will work. I don't want to work Evangelist Harlan too hard, you know, but I want her to read that for me. Evangelist Harlan, read Psalms 119 and read about Psalm 12 verses for me. And God will do anything but fail. And God can do anything but fail. And I want to let you know tonight, I want you to get ready. And if you've got a need, you need to plant a seed. And I ask you, and some of you already did it, for $107. And I ask you to read Psalm 107. It's going to break some financial yokes for you. It's going to break some burdens for you. And some of you going back to school, you want to know if you're going to get your retirement. You want to know it's going to be all right. And I want to tell you it's going to be all right tonight. And when I get back up in Chicago, when I get back up in and Minnesota, and God's going to bless. And I want to let you know God will open up every door that's been closed in your door. And I want to say to each and every one, and I want to tell you, don't let the devil cheat you out of what God got for you tonight. God got a divine blessing for you tonight, and I want to share it with you. And I was just talking about, I felt that the devil is messing with people's minds now, telling you right is wrong and wrong is right. They're telling you it's all right for two men to marry. You know that's wrong. Two women to marry. I don't care what the court says. The Supreme Court ain't got the last say. God got the last, a divine God, the God. And you got to do what God says. And just like Mahalia Jackson said, he got the whole world in his hand. And you can't let the devil take you over. You can't let stuff take you over. Like Prophet John said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. What I'm talking about, always pray. Always pray. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling the name Jesus. There's no other name that man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. It's no other way. And your situation ain't nothing for God. Because your fight is God's fight. I wish I had somebody. Your fight is God's fight. If you serving God tonight, if you say, Lord, forgive me for my sin, and you believe he died on the cross for your sin, your fight become God's fight. And God got the whole world in his hand. With all the killings going on, God still have control. I know you say, well, Bishop, what's going on? I'm praying tonight for every family that lost a loved one, every mother, every sister, every brother. God cares about you. And God going to heal your body. And I'm going to give you a prophecy tonight. Prophet Holland, Evangelist Holland, do you get that number for me?
Yes, sir, 119.
Yes, ma'am, read that for me.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They are also no iniquity that walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep the precept diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statute. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto thy commandments.
Amen.
Praise thee with a righteous of heart when I shall have heard, learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed according to thy word? With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. That's 1 through 12.
Let the church say amen. God bless you there. Thank you, Evangelist, for reading that for me and the people. I thank you for that. And since you read so good, I'm going to give you a word of prophecy. After you get back off your vacation, you go pick that truck up, that new truck you want to get. When you go there, the man going to say, this it, and just sign it, and you can take it on home. And God going to make a way for you. Have that truck. That's your prophecy tonight. And I know you got a good truck, but God gonna bless you with a new truck. If God gonna bless you with a new vehicle, so you get ready for that. God to bless you with that. Now I want to tell you tonight, if you need a breakthrough tonight, I know it's been a storm in your life. I'm praying for all the people that have lost loved ones. You know, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And we done had 500 killings up in Chicago and about the same in Detroit. And then in the mall, they got 200 people they don't know who it is. And then if you live in the Detroit area, you know somebody missing, tell them to go down to the mall. The person, you know, might be in the mall down there because some of them ain't got no ID. So I want you to know that God is able tonight. And God's going to bless you tonight. And every door that's been closed, God's going to do it. I want to thank you and you for calling. And I want to thank those that are here in Mississippi. So we in Jackson, that's been a blessing to me. And those that are in Yazoo City, Mother Love, been a blessing to me. Mr. Hattie, and I want to, Sister Pat, been a blessing to get the word out about God is healing. And as we get back up in Chicago, God will bless. Back up in Detroit. Yes, Mary, we're coming to Detroit. Yes, Deborah, we'll be in Detroit. We're coming. because we feel that we have to go all over and get warm and stand in the gap. If you just stand in the gap and pray, God can turn this stuff around. I want you to get ready tonight for God to bless you. Now, I'm not going to push you, but if you want me to give you a message, just press 1 on your phone. I'll give you a prophecy. Some people don't want to be prophesied to. And, you know, I prophesy to everybody. I see Tina got her hand up. So when you press 1, then that means that you're in the queue, that you want me to give you a word. And the word that I'm going to give you a scripture, I'm going to give you a scripture and a word. And that scripture and that word will be from the divine will of God. And that scripture I'll give you, and when you're in, I will call your number. I will call your last two numbers of your phone. So if your phone is 5655, I will call them numbers and give you a scripture. Matter of fact, 5655, your scripture is Psalms 21. And God told me to give you that. And I want to give you Psalms 21, and I want to give you 1 Kings 17 and 14. Now, those hands was up that wanted. Now, if you want me to give you a prophecy tonight, press 1 on your phone. I don't know that you want the word, because your hand will come up. And some of you don't want prophecy, so you know you're scared of what I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to tell you what God told me to tell you. I'm not going to. The Spirit told me, said, Bishop, don't put your word on people that don't want it. Because if they want it, they'll press 1 on their phone, when they press 1, I know they want prophecy. If you want a prophecy, if you want a prophetic word tonight, press 1 on your phone, and I will give you a word. Now, I ain't asking Tina, I'm going to give Tina 1 and get Mary 1 on, if they press not, I'm going to give y'all 1 anyway. Thank you, Pastor. Glory, hallelujah. God is good. For 8138, I want you to read Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, 2, 3. And I want you to read 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 42 and 44 for you, 8138. For 07, 06, I want you to read Psalms 118, and I'm going to tell you that I got to fight something for you. I want you to read Psalms 35 and 37, because there's a little jealousy around you. And read John 1, chapter 1, St. John 1 to 3, and that's for 07, 06. Now, somebody got their hand up, and I'm going to tell you what to read. And I want to tell you 7508. And 7508, I want to tell you Psalms 25 and Psalms 11. Also, there's some things need to clear up for you, so you read Psalms 21 and be more serious about what God going to do for you. And there's a healing to come in your vibration. Now, if you want me to prophesy to you, press 1 and you will get the message that I got for you. Now, I want each one, if you want a message, just press 1 on your phone and I will give you a message. Now, also, the angel of this month is the angel Muriel, is the angel of July. And that angel is moving across the plain. To tell you, 4666, call me after the show, because I want to share something with you. I want you to call me right after I get off the air. Call me. I want to tell you some stuff that can be done quick, fast, and in the early. I went over to Berto's, and he was telling me it was somebody fighting me in the spirit, so we'll deal with that. I want you to get ready for a great blessing tonight. And I want you to understand that God got your back and he's going to open up the door. And I want you to know 2430, Don't Let the Devil Ride, Psalms 43 and Psalms 11 work for you. And God, let do something very good for you tonight. And, you know, as I get ready to share, as I look, you want to make a change, and that change got to be in your mind, in your body, in your soul. Sue, and I want to talk to Evangelist Sue Holland. I got a message for her tonight. She didn't ask me to give one. The Spirit told me to tell you all is well, and I want you to read Psalm 37 and 35, and I want you to understand that after your vacation, it's going to be a great blessing for you. Samuel 3, verse 1 through 12, that's for you, Evangelist Sue Holland, that's for you. And I want to tell you, Verbal Reed in Alabama, Genesis 1 for you. Marcella, Psalm 7 for you. And that would be a blessing for you. Robert 35, number Psalm, and 37. That would clear up some doors for you. And as I clear up them doors, things will break open for you tonight. And God, and I want each and every one of you tonight, as I pray with you, I want you to go in your kitchen, set a glass of water up, and not in no cup, in a glass. Read Psalms 119 over it and make your request. Read the whole 119 number Psalm. After you read it, you tell God, not Bishop, not the Pope, tell God what you want. And God will deliver his angels to immediately take care of your problem, east, west, north, and south. God is getting ready to deliver a great mystery to you because you was obedient to the word of God. And when you're obedient to the word of God, God bless you. And I know the devil is fighting some of you. Some of you say, well, Bishop, I haven't been to every church. Sometimes you don't get it in the church. Sometimes it's in your, this is what it said, Peter said, on this rock, I'll be in my church. One time I know, Bill, in your heart. The temple of God is your heart. Rock bar. All that means, God is great. And God is great, and God is great to be praised. I want you to pray. I want you to get, I'm praying for you. The lost their father over in Africa. I'm praying for you, young lady. I'm going to let you know there's no sorrow ever that heaven cannot hear. And all is well. And I got a message from your father. I got a message. When you call me, I'm going to give you that message personally to tell you what he's saying. And you know, God is just good. I was telling a lady, I said, God is the God of the living and the dead. God is the creator of everything. And when you ask not, you have not. When you ask God, he'll pour out your blessing. He'll do it quick, fast. He's going to do it in a hurry. Now, I want you quickly to plant your seed tonight. You know, and you know, I want you to look at my website. That's theseedofabrahamyellowsite.com and go to my homepage. And that way you can plant your seed of 107. I don't want no more. I want 107. Don't give 1-5, 10-5, just 107. The Spirit said 107 will work for you. I'm praying for you, Robin. Just come in my spirit. I haven't heard from you in a few days, but I want you to know all is well. Rosalind, I'm praying for you. Adrian, I'm praying for you, and the new job is manifesting itself, and God can break some yokes for you. This is your season to be blessed. And I want to share that with you tonight, that God got a blessing for some of you. But don't let the devil steal what God got for you. Share. I want to say this tonight. I've been in the spirit realm for a minute, and I've seen so many negative energies. So many negative energies been going on, lots of witchcraft been sent out. But I want you to read that Psalm 119. And I want you to read it in your home, read it aloud, and read it, and tell God what you want. He's going to give it to you. This is your season to be blessed. This is your season to get what you want. your healing, your deliverance, your blessing, whatever. Now, I want you to know that we're on 5 days a week, and on Wednesday we have Pastor Etta all the way from Minnesota. On Thursday night we have Brother White down here in Mississippi. And I want you to be able to get a word where you can't get it no way else. Give a friend the number, 714-816-4685. And say, listen, you ain't got to tell them, listen. And maybe it's a word for them that will help them go to the next level. Young lady, I ain't going to call your name, but you procrastinate. I told you last month to go down south and see about this property. I'm praying for you, Sister Geneva, got to go to surgery. I'm praying that it be very successful and it's going to be all right. And I want you to know this is your season to be blessed.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground, now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust his flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, he can.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it. So
whatever problem you got,
just let it go and give it to God. God can do.
I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, he'll preserve and cover you with his grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then he'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
he'll erase your past.
Dangle it in your face.
That's how God works.
That's how God works.
and they told her she would have to have radical chemotherapy to get completely healed. Oh, but we started to pray. She never had chemo, never had radiation, and 7 years later, she's cancer-free. You can't tell me God doesn't want miracles.